This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yeah, good evening. Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Home of the binary trigger, home of reformation, home of providence. Check them out. Well, it's Monday, and, let's see. We're not diving tonight, so that must mean Rob Morse is with us. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It is a pleasure.
Likewise. So what's on your plate tonight, boss?
Oh, my plate overflows. For one, I can't wait for Dan Zimmerman to check in on this one. I was just checking out the Wall Street Journal, where they uncovered a $70,000 check that was going to buy, it was the down payment, the security money. So Wayne LaPierre could have a safe house in Texas, a $6 million mansion in Dallas. And I'm going, why is the NRA buying their CEO a house? Particularly since they said they never did it. Since they actually said, no, that would be outside of established business operations. And yet here they are breaking the rules so the CEO can get what he wants. And I think finally just the optics of it looked so horrible, somebody finally dumped the idea.
Tonight, Dan won't be with us. It'll be John Bach.
Oh. Okay. In that case, it'll be John. I'll be eager to hear.
Okay.
You know,
How much safe house does $70,000 buy in Texas?
Oh, no. That's the sincere money on the $6 million mansion.
Oh.
The mansion itself is about 100 feet by 100 feet, a mere 10,000 square feet. Ought to be able to keep your, you know, minor trinkets of a unobtrusive retreat all safe for that.
You would think.
You would think.
I would think.
And you and I had hoped that these were mistakes made by the NRA, that LaPierre would say, oh, my bad, I made a few mistakes. It is looking more and more like criminal activity, and he's hanging on so that the NRA will pay his legal bill.
Well, I mean, I have heard. Did you see that Julie Galoob resigned from the NRA board?
Yeah. Julie Gollum. Yep.
I never get her name right. I always get it wrong. When I meet her, I need to apologize to her for all the times I've gotten
wrong. She's a wonderful lady, and I think she couldn't stand the stink.
Probably.
They don't come more straight up and on. Well, let's look. The people who've left the NRA are the people I hold in the highest respect. I can't say for all those, the same for the board of directors that remain.
Well, you know, Tim Knight's gone, Sean Maloney's gone, Julie Golub's gone, Esther Schneiderman, I don't know who she was, to be honest with you, but the other three I do know. So
didn't the guy from Soldier of Fortune also leave?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll have to double check that before I claim
we're gonna
it's true.
We're going to have to hire somebody to keep up with who's splitting. Now, Dan did send me a thing about Julie Golub, and he said, rats leaving the sinking ship.
Yep. Well, okay. Okay, I'm suffering ADHD today. Sinking ship. You know what that reminds me of, Bill? Gun control. Listen to this. You've had Dr. Robert Young on. A man I would trust with my life.
Sure.
And he will flat out tell you, and he wishes it weren't so. It frustrates him no end, I know. Psychologists and psychiatrists cannot look into the future and say, this person will be violent. The best predictor is past experience. Was he violent yesterday, last week, last month? If he hasn't been, then judging by his mental state, even people who are seriously mentally ill, will he be violent next week, next month, next year? And they'll flat out tell you, I can't make that call. So what does that mean? That means the calls for more mental health screening are doomed to failure. That means that the calls for red flag gun laws are really superstition. Hi, we wish there was a way to tell who's going to become violent. There isn't. Let's roll the dice. We'll turn in our neighbor, and then we'll feel better.
Here's the thing about red flag laws, though.
Yeah.
Now, theoretically speaking, somebody could, in a state where they serve red flag laws, he could go somewhere, buy a gun, pass a background check. Somebody in his family could say, oh, you got a gun? Well, I'm turning you in. The day after he has bought the gun, right? He's already passed the background check. So because she turns him in, for whatever reason it may be, his propensity for violence, or maybe he just yells a lot or whatever it is, then they come and serve the red flag order on him. Doesn't the red flag order negate the background check?
Meaning he would no longer pass one.
Well, no, but I mean, he just passed a background check. He passed a background check to buy the gun. He passed a background check to buy the gun. So the background check is a snapshot of you right then and there today looking backwards, and the red flag order is something based upon pure conjecture looking forwards.
Right. Yep. In theory, your wife, spouse, family may know something about you that has not yet come to the attention of the criminal justice system.
In theory.
In fact, that's not what we see. That's the salesmanship of red flag laws.
Right.
The practice is, if this guy was violent, he's been a nightmare for a long time. The cops have been involved for a long time, and they typically got lazy, or their prosecutor did. Exhibit A, the mass shooting in a Florida high school.
Right.
The kid was a frequent flyer, and nobody wanted to finally say, son, it stops now. You're going into incarceration. We're going to do a mental health evaluation. And, man, are you a piece of mess. But that's hard to do. That takes some conviction of your judgment. And to ask a public official to stand by his convictions, that's rare. That doesn't happen very long, often.
Right.
Public officials get and stay elected by telling us what we want to hear, not what we don't want to hear.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Well, and you touched on that the other day. Well, not exactly. What do you and I say when you and I could threaten Joe Biden or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and we'd have the Secret Service at our door, but if you threaten to kill everyone who's a Trump voter, you're put on an interfaith outreach committee for Muslim dialogue, right?
Yeah.
Double standard much?
Yeah. Double standard. All the time, double standard. All the time, double standard. All the time. We're coming up on the first break now. But, you know, if you like what you hear when you hear Rob here, there's a lot of ways to get Rob's stuff. You can go and you can get the written word. You can go to Slofax WordPress blog. He's a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. He's a featured writer at AmmoLand. And his writing and everything is picked back up because he's not scuba diving no more. He's back in the writing. He's back on the writing. And, you know, it's out there. All of that is waiting on you. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Going to have Jay Jacobson back on the show some this week because we got some things to talk about, he and I. All right. We're talking to Rob Morse. Good evening back again there, sir.
Bill, I've been studying Gilroy, California, since we talked. Yeah.
Let's talk about Gilroy. Yeah.
It was the site of a mass murder. The murderer went down into a creek near a fair area, used a set of wire snips out of sight, out of mind, cut through a chain link fence, and cut through all the promises that California politicians had made. They don't come any more gun control in the U.S. than Gilroy, California. In that county, Santa Clara County, also includes, by the way, Silicon Valley.
Right.
Oh, nay. Thou shalt not have a firearm for self-defense. Certainly not in public. No, it is a may issue county, and according to their sheriff, you may not. But the entire state is given an A rating by the Giffords Gun Control Group. Not only that, not only did they get an A compared to the other states, they are ranked number one out of the 50. There is no one who does gun control better. No one is more anti-gun in California than Gilroy. So they're told, by the way, they do have a gang problem. It's an agricultural area. Lots of Hispanics in the area.
Right.
Almost all of them great neighbors, but they bring their gangs with them so that people who came into the fair were wanted. So if you were one of the rare concealed carriers in California, you can't carry here. Hi, I'm the police and I'll keep you safe. Except they didn't. In a gun-free zone. It's starting to read like a Jeffrey Epstein novel. In the place where we were told we would be safe and the police would protect us, we had, 18 people in total shot, three of them fatally. And the thing that was really wounded was the fantasy that the police in California, or anywhere else for that matter, will protect us. Evidence says they can't.
Well, no, they can't. I mean, they can't be everywhere. They're just not enough of them.
Well, they were all over this fairground. But no matter what, it still takes time. What I found fascinating was that what the politicians then did. It's not like California never tried gun control before. But even with 23,000 firearms regulations, local, state, and federal, they could say, well, we'll think of something and fix it. No, you won't. No, you can't. You just, your best efforts were just beaten to death by an $8 bolt cutter, and you're saying the next piece of ink on paper is going to somehow be different. I think it's sort of a Rorschach insanity test, and the voters are failing. Other than the ninjas, Bill, I don't think the average guy listening to CNN has the common sense to go, that smells like stupid.
Yeah. the part about the gun-free zone part, I was filling in today at WORD and somebody called about this and they started going on and on about this. And I was like, you got to get rid of the gun-free zone. If you get rid of the gun-free zone, then everything else doesn't matter because you're not going to stop everybody. They want to go do one of these things. And here lately, back when they when Parkland happened, I've been talking about this a lot. When Parkland happened, they stopped a rampage killer in stage 4, and I think it was in New England. They stopped him, but because they stopped him before he did his rampage killing, they couldn't charge him with anything.
Like the guy they got at the Walmart the other day. We're not sure about him.
Well, the guy in Texas, there was a kid in Texas when all of that happened, and his grandma turned him in, mm-hmm. and they can't charge him with anything other than a technicality of some such. So, even when we catch him, are we locking him up in a mental hospital? Are we going to examine them and see what they're about? Or,
isn't that is the nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
I agree. It's tough. It's tough. And that's why your comment, there will not be a perfect sieve that keeps all the bad guys out of your life.
Nope.
So you better figure out a way to live with imperfection. What you going to do now, cowboy?
Well, you got to be prepared to repel.
Right.
If we just did away with the whole terminology, if somebody got out there tomorrow, if Donald Trump got out there tomorrow and did an executive order and said, you know, there's no more gun-free zones anymore. Those places are terrible places. By federal decree, that's a Joe Biden thing. Joe Biden's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We're going to do away with the gun-free zone to try to save as many people as we can. If he did that, even if other local state areas tried to do that. I went into a place the other day, and here in South Carolina, a gun-free zone sign has to be 8 inches wide and 12 inches tall.
Right.
And they had signs all over the place, except they were the wrong sign. If you don't have the right sign, it's not a legal sign. It's not a valid sign. So all of these people that are putting these gun-free zone signs up in these places here where I live, they're not even doing the false sense of security. They're not even doing the correct signage.
Thank you. If we can train all the gun owners to walk right past it, maybe we get the best of both worlds. Who knows?
Oh, I most definitely did. It's got to have the right verbiage. It's got to be the right size. It's got to be in the right place. And a lot of gun. I wonder what the percentage of gun-free zones, just based on that one precept of the signage has to be correct, I wonder how many of them are actually invalid.
My experience is limited. I don't see many of them here in Louisiana. Texas has its 30-06 and 30-07 signs, which are you don't see those home done in crayon. They're pretty well professionally printed. They seem to have it right. Now, there are places where they didn't have it on all the doors, and I said, "Ah, gotcha." Walked in there.
There you go. Coming up on the next break. Now, if you like the way we sound, if you don't like to read as much and you just want to listen, well, Rob covers that too. He does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique in the United States. And he is also a member of the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, which is where you can find all fine podcasts around there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to make it more difficult for some legal immigrants to remain in the United States.
A new federal rule would effectively penalize low-income immigrants who get food stamps, housing vouchers, or other types of federal assistance. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Today, USCIS has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States.
The rule would make it easier for U.S. officials to reject green cards and visa applications.
And in financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are dropping due to concerns about the economy. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 391 points to close at 25,896. The NASDAQ fell 96. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about various things, and we're ranging wide and far. Where are we going now, sir?
I think we're still stuck back at gun control, and I noticed, the California politicians had to jump on the murder in their state. No matter how much they fail, they go, gosh, isn't this a clear indication of how much you disarmed citizens need more of what I can provide, more gun control?
How do they do that, though? How do they get more gun control?
Oh, you mean how is it possible?
Yeah.
Oh, well, just enlarge the net. Now your dog can bark at you and say, oh, that's a sign that you need to be disarmed?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Before it might have just been somebody you once dated and your kid's school teacher who's never met, but we can lower the standards even farther. We can even actually put out a bounty, which gets pretty frightening when you consider when somebody from Los Angeles, Santa Monica gets tired of living in what he's helped produce, moves into real California, up in, let's say, the Sierra foothills, and then, gosh, they're not like the people he is used to. He drops a dime on all of his neighbors, and the SWAT cops come and kick down the door. A lot of people can get shot and hurt that way. That's really sad.
Yep.
But the media, in one sense, says these mass murders are terrible, and then in the same breath, they go, oh, let's give enough publicity to the murderer that we troll for the next one. you and I have this ongoing battle, and I respect your side of it, too. If we don't name the murderer, he's forgettable. And as you say, we all remember who Jeffrey Dahmer was, right?
Right.
Well, okay, I take your point. We need to point out that the evil person, the failure in this case, was the murderer. What you and I hope, and what I think we need, are a few more events that are closer to the Sutherland Church attack, where a good guy next door has his gun loaded and stops somebody, like what the Black Army officer did in the Walmart mall attack. He said, oh my gosh, those are shots. Shots don't belong in the mall. He, concealed carrier, walks out into the fray, sees a bunch of kids and, you know, a play area in the mall and says, you, out of here, follow me. And as you pointed out last week, so I know we've covered it, that's what happened in the mall in Kenya.
Yeah.
Right? So it happens around the world. The desire is universal, and I'm hoping that soon someone will try a mass murder and get killed on the spot, very much like what we saw at the Draw Mohammed cartoon event. In that case, a police officer said, oh, a guy was carrying an AK getting out of a car. Ooh, that's bad. There's another guy with an AK. I think I know what to do. Bang, bang, game over. And two jihadis hit the dirt like, you know, cold cured ham.
Yeah.
I think if that, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say he engaged two long gun guys with a handgun. Engaged them and beat them because they had a bunch of swatted up guys there. And by the time they got out there, he was done. So
now I know the jihadis got off some shots because a police officer was hit in the ankle and went down.
Right.
And everybody was all, uh-oh. Fortunately, you know, I don't want anybody to be shot anywhere. And an ankle wound can take, you know, end your career in law enforcement. You have to be able to walk. I get it. Horrible. Fortunately, he survived. But talk about being on your game. I think some well-publicized public failures will reduce mass murder in this country. I hope, how shall I say, I hope your prayers and mine are answered. We hope it never happens. We pray it never happens. But if it does, we pray we're there. Hard to explain that one to your pastor.
Yeah, well, I mean, one time when I was on Tom Hartman's show, he was asking me about one of these rampage killings. I can't remember what it was. He said, what is your big regret about that? I said that I wasn't there.
Yes.
And he was like, what? What? I was like, yeah, if I'd been there, it might have been a different story. I might have died, but I might have been able to do something about it, too, because statistically speaking, me being there would have increased the chances of survivability for everybody involved.
By a huge amount. And that's so important. You brought up the number. Boy, I really appreciate how on top of this you stay. And you're right, the numbers have split around. You and I are at the mall.
Yeah.
You hear a bang. Wait a minute. That sounded like, did a light fixture fall? Was that a, you hear another one, you go, that wasn't a light fixture. We're done with excuses. We orient and move toward the sound. We don't have to be ninjas. We're just poking our head out. We go, holy cow, a guy is shooting people in the food court. 1,001, 1,002, 1,000 done. And that's literally the speed of response, or when we wait for the police to come, it was 14 more people that will be killed. Now the numbers are moving up. That doesn't make you and I a SWAT guy. It means, holy cow, something landed in our laps. We were within earshot of it. We protected ourselves and others. What did you expect? It almost is. Now, if your family is there, I don't think you're doing that. If my family is there, I'm probably not. Unless it's my wife and I and we're both armed. If our kids are there, your grandkids, whole different story, and I understand it.
Well, I mean, if everybody's around the corner and we got 90 degrees of nice real cover between us and them, not glass, not, you know.
Right.
We got some nice concrete cover. Yeah, I'd probably go around the corner because I wouldn't be able to live with myself on that one. But, you know, it boils down to this. For every minute one of these yahoos gets to operate undeterred, he's going to kill three or four people, average, every minute.
Right.
So if you can stop him within that first minute, then you're really going to minimize the loss of life. And
absolutely.
It's the I mean, every time something like I don't know of anybody who hasn't, even the guy in Arizona when Gabrielle Giffords was shot, a concealed carrier right. went there. He did not pull his weapon, but he tackled the guy.
Right.
So concealed carriers are not going to shirk from their moral sense. I think people who are concealed carriers have a very high sense of morality. And they're just not going to shirk from that. They don't have to. I mean, there's nothing that says they have to, but they definitely do poke into stuff that most people would say, oh, well, that was really none of your business now, wasn't it? Coming up on the next break. Now, the combination of what Rob brings out there, both the written word and the spoken word, is formidable, to say the least. Two podcasts. How often Self-Defense Gun Stories comes out? How often?
Once a week.
Once a week, and Polite Society comes out?
Once a week.
So you got the ensemble, you got the specialty podcast, which Self-Defense Gun Stories is unlike any other one. So check both of those out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey,
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR500 number radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we have been covering a wide spectrum of, well, actually just gun control, gun-free zones, and rampage killings, which, well, that's
I want to go back
right
to
now,
red flag
it?
Laws, if you can take a third round of that.
Absolutely, go for it.
Well, a friend of mine, Carrie Sloan, she writes and founded We the Female. You can find her, I think, in the Twitterverse at Stilettos and Shotguns. She was a domestic violence victim. And I have to quote her, so I can't do it as well as she does, so here it is.
Okay.
She says, "I'm deeply concerned about the IRPO's red flag laws that Representative Dan Crenshaw and President Donald Trump are supporting. Abusers use these laws not only to disarm their victims, but also to force the victims into unnecessary psychiatric evaluations without due process. This can put the victims of domestic violence in a legal position where they are permanently disarmed. If you ever wondered what you could do to make a difference, you now have a chance. Speak up, speak out, and help domestic violence victims be heard." That's Carrie Sloan. I hadn't thought of that. Obvious to her, because she's been in a situation where lawyers are throwing around accusations like, you know, cheap cuss words in a bar, and they go, "Oh, okay." The judge says, "You have to take a psychiatric evaluation where you've just been beat up by your partner for how long? You finally make a jailbreak exit, and now someone's going to say, oh, you know, there are some signs of stress. Well, does that mean she's unsafe? I don't know," says the psychiatrist, if they're honest. And the judge goes, "Well, you can't prove to me she's not a risk. I'm going to have her disarmed." And then you begin a whole new nightmare if you're the victim. And on top of that, I can easily imagine corrupt lawyers negotiating that fact Here, if you give up the kids, I won't force you into a psychiatric evaluation that you might fail. Maybe you'll get the kids back, but I could disarm you for life. You think people don't play those games? You and I are old enough to know better. They do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Crenshaw and Lindsey Graham and all of these others, they've got this thing. Their thing is that you're going to get swift, fast due process.
We don't have Swiss justice in this country.
No.
What are they smoking? By the way, is smoking that legal in Carolina?
No, it isn't. But, you know, that's beside the point. Lindsey is out there acting like he does, which makes it even worse. But the part that they fail to see is that I look at a red flag law as just something that was designed to be abused.
Yes.
It was, and, you know, there will be another time when they're not in charge, and they should know that. I know Crenshaw is relatively new. Lindsey Graham isn't. He's been there for quite some time, so he should know. And setting up a law that impacts the Second Amendment that way, as far as taking somebody's rights, that's really short-sighted. I don't know what they think they're going to accomplish by doing that.
Well, I you're right. They are tremendously short-sighted. They're posturing for the cameras. They think they can be the art of the deal. I haven't seen that from them in the past. I have no expectation that they're that clever in the future. And look at California. They've had red flag laws the longest. It hasn't worked. It's a real mess.
Well, from what I understand of the data, since they put in the gun violence, they call theirs the gun violence restraining order.
Right.
And only 12% of all gun violence restraining orders are upheld of the ones that.
Right.
So that means they temporarily take people's rights. My question becomes, okay, so if I get red flagged and
right.
then I'm adjudicated by a judge to not be that way, am I going to escape double jeopardy that way? Can I never be red flagged again? You know.
Interesting. Can the guy just drop the dime on you next week and say,
yep.
Well, that was last week, right?
Yep.
Interesting. Thank you for bringing that up. That's brilliant. Yeah, there is. The police cannot charge you twice for the same crime, but yet an abuser, and until being falsely charged is expensive in either the legal or financial sense, then your accuser just drops the dime on you again and grinds you up with the system.
I'm waiting.
Wow.
I'm also waiting to see them actually go and find somebody who is murderous and take his guns, and then he figures out who put the order out on him, and then
right.
he goes and kills them without guns.
Right.
Because killers are not constrained by their tools. They're, you know, okay. So I've got to strangle you. I think you would have preferred to be shot, something like that. You know, it's not going to be the old, you know, oh, well, they've got my gun, so I can't kill you.
Lucky, you're so lucky.
Right. Didn't stop the jihadis when they used a rental truck in New York City. We did, in that regard, there was a drop of great news. Pennsylvania has mental health commitment laws.
Right.
They say, hey, we're going to pull you in and for an evaluation. That process, hey, you have done things that say we need to evaluate you. I'm a doctor. I say you need to be evaluated. That is not the same as having been adjudicated, meaning sat before a judge, where a judge then says, oh, we have adversarial legal system. Here's one side that says you're a risk. Here's another side that says you're no such risk. This is how I decide. A doctor saying you need to be evaluated is not adjudication, and it cannot be used to take your firearms rights. That just came out of a court in Pennsylvania. That is great news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, because otherwise you and I would get committed every Tuesday by our
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
The I did see, and Bill, I hope someone will cover it with you. Again, I was thinking Dan, John would be great. The poor folks in Hong Kong are getting beat up by their police department. They're protesting because they don't like the communists running roughshod over them. And not only do they not have a free press, they have no Second Amendment. There are awfully smart people, though. They're using things like the back doors in some video games that you can play online.
Right.
Using the back door to send news reports out of the country. You can't post what's happening on social media networks.
When
the communists have closed that down.
When they were communicating to plan the 9/11 attacks, they used Xbox Live messaging.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't close that hole. That's how they're still getting the messages out.
That's the thing about crime. Crime will find a way. Crime will find a way. These guys are not, you know, they're already doing a big walk around anyway by being criminals. Another walk around is not going to be that big of a deal for them. So,
right.
So will you be around town next week, next Monday?
I that's my plan.
Okay. Well, then that works. That means that next Monday we'll be back. Tell everybody all the different things before we shut this hour down.
All my writing appears at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm part of the Ensemble Cast. Ensemble Cast at the Polite Society podcast. I talk about you, good guys with guns, on self-defense gun stories. And once a week, I get to talk to my friend Bill Frady for a few minutes. Thank you so much, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Coming up next, John Bach from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.